think there's, to be honest, a lot of exciting items coming forward in 2023. The 2040 regeneration there of Letlhakenny, which in my opinion, is going to be a game changer for the town as a whole. The likes of the linear park there at the minute, which is it's well underway. You know, and this will create a link into the heart of the town, and should help entice people out of their cars, and in turn will help alleviate traffic congestion. And we also have the revamping of the Market Square there as well, and I think this is going to be an absolute game changer for the heart of Letlhakenny. It's going to be a more open space where we could have the likes of farmers markets, concerts, gig rigs, you know, there's all sorts of different projects, and everything could take place in this space. I think it's very, very exciting for there as well. And we also have the Alpha and Beta buildings there as well, on the old ESB site. You know, it has the potential to create hundreds of jobs for Letlhakenny through. You know, a business that's focusing on coming into Letlhakenny from Northern Ireland, and as well have a cross-border connection as well. And, you know, that's very important for the town. And I think that end of the town as well, the Lower Port Road, it'll really add to the Port Road and revamp the Port Road as well. And you also have the doubt there on that section of town as well, that's in front of the Ingrainion Theatre. And, you know, that's something as well that's going to help that lower end of the Port Road as well, and will help businesses, and will be great for students as well, I think, from the ATU as well. And I suppose another thing we're working on as well, and Michaela made that as well, is the public transport hub. We're working on this at present, and we know, I think if this is done right, if we get it right, which we're working very hard to try to get right, it will definitely be a massive help to the town of Letlhakenny. It'll help alleviate traffic congestion, and, you know, also help people that's on the outskirts of the town be able to get in and out of the town more easily, if you like. Maybe cheaper as well is something we're looking at to keep the cost down. So that's something that's exciting as well. And then we have the tourist office that we're trying at the minute as local representatives to have a new tourist office located in the old courthouse there. It will be in the centre of Letlhakenny as well, and it will be a great benefit to draw tourists in to go in, and where we can expose all we have here in the county throughout our Wild Atlantic Way and different sites that we have as well. And then another thing is, I suppose it's something that I've been focused on as well, is the Swilly River Walk. That's something that's very exciting. Now, there's a lot of work to be done on that. There's still, I believe, landowners still has to be spoke to in relation to it to get the go-ahead on this. But it's something that is very exciting going forward as well. And so another thing, too, that is added in the 2040 regeneration is for Lower Main Street in Letlhakenny, you know, to hopefully address their election. There's big plans for the Lower Main Street as well to, I suppose, brighten it up, make it more attractive, and bring houses that are sitting there into good use. So this is very exciting times. That's just Letlhakenny, Michaela. But we also then, if we move on to Remelton, we recently had $6.4 million granted on the Rural Regeneration Development Fund for the town centre regeneration. And, you know, Remelton is such an iconic town. It's a historic town as well, if you like. And, you know, this money will definitely transfer Remelton, creating public spaces and amenities at both Gamble Square and Market Square as well. And it'll be a big benefit to the local community there in Remelton, because without a doubt, the potential in Remelton is absolutely huge. And, you know, we'll move on then down to Rathmullen as well, the regeneration. The project there aims to restore the town's heritage as well. The likes of the protective structures, if you like, the gun battery and the old abbey there. And the project also aims to provide a community hub and also unique and flexible space for the community, businesses and remote working as well. We'll move along into Mulford. Mulford was recently selected for the €100,000 regeneration. A rejuvenation, sorry, plan. knowing that this money will be used to develop a master plan for Mulford by Donegal County Council, but also working very closely with the local community and businesses in the area as well. You know, and that's very exciting news as well. You know, this will help address their election and help provide public spaces as well in that area. And that's just to name a few, Michaela. Listen, I could go on, but I think I've mentioned a fair few of the exciting times that does lie ahead for the municipal district and the county as a whole there. So, listen, I look forward to 2023, and I know we had a couple of tough years there with COVID as well, and things as well opened up there now, and I do believe it's exciting times ahead. But I suppose before I do finish up, I just want to take the opportunity to thank all my constituents out there, everyone in the heart of Letichkenny that has been a part of all this regeneration, and I want to thank everyone that attended the public consultations and give their view as well. And just before I finish, I just want to take the opportunity to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I look forward to working with you all to the best of my ability in 2023.